From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris. Oil cleanup operations in the Gulf of Mexico are still hampered by the weather long after Hurricane Alex cleared the area. Now it is smaller storms keeping the skimmers close to shore. BP now says it has spent more than $3 billion on the spill, and the economic cost all along the Gulf is becoming more apparent. Over the holiday weekend, tourists stayed away from many beaches, even those that are still clean. NPR's Kathy Lohr visited Bay St. Louis, Mississippi today.
It's warm with storm clouds cycling overhead, but people here say it's not the storms, but the threat of oil that is keeping this beach empty. Leanne Steen is one of the few tourists playing in the waves with her two young daughters.
Let's sit in the water. Oh, it's so good. Hey.
We were the first people out here. And we just got here about an hour ago, and then, like, that family came and this family came. So there's three families, like, as far as we can see.
The water here is clear, but Steen says a group of men in hazmat suits had just left the area, and that created an uneasy feeling. And the smell of oil does linger in the air here.
It's terrifying. You just feel this sense of anxiety and depression that's kind of, like, underlying everybody because of the fear, I think, of how big of an impact it's going to have. So people aren't eating at the restaurants, people aren't shopping and, you know, doing things that they would be normally doing down here.
Steen's family is from New Orleans, and they stayed an extra day because she fears oil will eventually start washing up here. At the Buttercup restaurant just off Main Street in Bay St. Louis, it was unusually busy today. But co-owner Jamie Temple says people aren't going to the beaches, and that's a problem.
We are getting looky-loos, people coming actually from, I noticed license plates from Louisiana, and they're coming down to look for oil, to see the destruction. Kind of like after Katrina, we're getting that now from oil.
Temple says he is seeing more workers and volunteers, so he can't gauge yet how much his business has fallen off this year. He says he swims in the ocean every day.
I'm so afraid of what's going to happen. I want to be on the beach every day I can in case it all goes away. It's almost like I'm sitting shiva for a living person. So that's the way I kind of look at it.
Just down the street in Bay St. Louis, Allison Chambers runs the Mockingbird Cafe.
I try to be hopeful and know that the people of Bay St. Louis are resilient and we love our town.
Chambers' business is down about 20%, but for her and others living along the Gulf Coast, the prospect that the oil will ruin the town just 5 years after Hurricane Katrina hit is more than frustrating.
Like, our town is making real strides. You can see how beautiful our streets are, and it's really coming back. And now I just don't know.
The beach here is not closed, but Chambers says pictures of oil on Louisiana's coast have kept people away. The hardest part for many who live here is that more than 2.5 months after the Deepwater Horizon well exploded, oil is still gushing. Kathy Lohr, NPR News, Bay St. Louis, Mississippi.